Good evening and welcome everyone. Tonight we're going to talk about our strength in God, our resilience. This came up, a friend of mine thought that we should talk about this because I'm sure every one of us gone through something and they've looked back and said, I really wonder how I made it. How did I get through this? It seemed like a mountain, whatever was going on. It was so frightening sometimes. Sometimes we felt so desperate. We don't know what to do. And as far as tears, I know many of us have cried enough. We could make a river if we wanted to. So the question is, what is it that sustains us? In other words, I mean, it's almost like a takeoff from the previous two episodes, but it bears attention to exactly what's going on. What is it that keeps us going? What is it that bounces us back? Because, of course, resilience is bouncing back, rebounding, like that elastic, that kind of brings you right back into form, into what you really are, and, you know, keeps you going again. What is it that does this? In the Bible, there's so many verses that reassures us of God's strength, God's goodness, His love for us all, and all these things I'm sure are pertinent when we're going through stuff. But to take it to another level, the whole point of this show, let me say, is to take our faith to another level, to have us see the spiritual truth in what we've known so that it will become more a part of us, more a part of how we think, so that we will be able to, like the Hebrew boys, go in the fire and still trust that, no, God is here, I will not be burned. I'm sure that the Hebrew boys, I'm talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were put in the fire, they were not, I'm sure they were not crying, you know. How is it that we can get also to that level? Because it is required of us. God has given us much. His love is so great. And you know, we do not have to stay in a status quo of, okay, I use the verses here and there. But it is worth seeking more understanding of this loving God, His fatherhood and His motherhood that comforts us so that we can also be like some of these Bible figures who had absolutely no swerving at all about what they knew was true. And so this is what we're trying to do as we share these, we may call some of them maybe termed metaphysical insights into how our lives should be. All right, so today, let's see. I'm going to first list a few of the citations from the Bible that talks about our strength, first of all, and then we'll go to what people have brought to share for the world to hear. Okay, so let's do this. There's so much, as I said, in the Bible, Corinthians, Romans, Philippians, all these things talk about our strength in God. And, of course, the favorite, one of my favorite ones, I'm sure it's a lot of people's favorites, is that the one that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Deuteronomy says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I mean, how comforting can that be? If you're going somewhere that you're not so sure of, or maybe the first time somewhere. I mean, to have a verse like this: be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. Maybe going to an interview, be not afraid of them. I mean, I have had times where I would be so nervous, oh my gosh, who am I going to meet, and that kind of thing. Anytime you're going to meet someone, if you can know that Christ is there, because everybody has this Christ spirit. And instead of thinking of them as, oh, that employer, or oh, that interviewer, or whatever, if we can just stand with the truth that the Christ, I'm going to meet nothing but the Christ, that gives us strength. And I'll read one more. See, I love this one, Isaiah 41:10. I'm sure it's a lot of people's favorites too. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the strength, with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, if I have this in as part of my armor, you know, what can I fear when things seem to be going the other direction? So let me do this for a few minutes. Maybe we can call Georgia to give some of her thoughts about our resilience. We know it's only in God. That's the only can have it. And maybe if you want to share an experience that really makes it practical for our listeners who come to listen to hear, you know, how they can put these things in practice too. So 404-951-1096. If you want to have something to share, please go ahead.
Yes, for many months now, I have been looking for employment. I had an injury and know that in my soul, my very being, that I need to transition to something in the field that I am, but different. And for many months now, I've been told no, or received false reports saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. But I believe this business about resilience. I believe that what sustained me during that time is the Holy Spirit. I remember that when Jesus Christ was leaving his disciples on this earth, he said to them, surely I will send you a comforter who will be always with you to guide you. So I remember that and knew that even when there were times when I wanted to quit because I was so disappointed and disillusioned, I could not quit. I just had to continue. Yes, there are days when, you've given up for the day, but tomorrow, get back up there. I go back tomorrow to a new position, and I intend to go from strength to strength, whether it's in that area or a new opportunity opens for me. My consciousness is aware that there is something out there for me. And I live and breathe that. That's the only way to go. And also remember a poem given to me by a friend over 33 years ago, called Don't Quit. And it states precisely that you cannot quit. You cannot quit. You have to go forward. So I tried and will continue to try. All right.
Yeah, I think, this is one of the, most common ways that we can really move forward and upward in our spirituality, becoming aware of who we really are. When you say don't quit, it's not in our strength, don't quit. It's based on the solid, unchanging source of strength, unchanging presence of God, unchanging wisdom of God, unchanging all power of God, and unchanging action, omni-action of God. God is all. I think nothing has made me more confident than what I've studied through Christian Science as it shines light on the scriptures. You know, like I said, I have known a lot of these things many, many, many years, and I've believed in them. But the conviction for me came when I knew that it is the spiritual reality that we rely on. That is the truth about us. In other words, God only has good for us. God is only good. I mean, I think most of us grew up with the thought or the teaching, you know, oh, God is both maybe evil even. To dare to say that evil, or in other words, he can punish you, he will do this to you and all this, and also good. Now I know that our God is only good, and the conviction of that only good does he give us makes me more trusting of his care than ever before. As our friend in Georgia shared, there were times where everything seemed so dark. But yes, the Comforter, the Spirit of God, is here with only good for us. And thinking about it that way, it brings a change in consciousness. It really does, and it affirms more than ever before. I will speak for myself. It affirms more than ever before never to look at the wrong, maybe the negative thing that somebody said as real, because it's not real in truth. It's not real in God. It's not real in spirit. Spirit is only good. So with that, I must say it's given me more confidence than ever in what the scriptures say. God is here. Yes, God is here. Why? He's spirit. He is, in fact, our life. So if he's here, can I really doubt that whatever appears to be missing is not already there? Is that already given abundance? This is here. That I know it's ours, each and every one. No one is exempt from having the good that God gives. It's like someone said, the sun shines for everyone. All it takes is who is going to go in and enjoy it. If I want to stay in my corner and still, you know, entertain negative thoughts as real, as being a part of God's, you know, beautiful, great universe that he's created for us, then I can have little of the sunshine. But the light is here. The light is here to have us all be more and more confident in what God is and what we then really are as his reflection. Only good is our portion, so to speak. And you know, the more we get to understand that, of course, the more we can enjoy, you know, our lives and do good to help others to see also that all these other things that come are not really true, are not really true about what God has created. And now I will, again, the mention of consciousness, so I will go to some of the things I wrote down today about our consciousness. Consciousness, well, mind, our mind. And more it makes me see why these scriptures about our mind, the mind of Christ, is mentioned a lot. Again, we have it in Corinthians, Romans, Philippians, John. Let me see where else it's mentioned. Timothy, Peter, Ephesians. A lot about the mind of Christ. Why the mind of Christ? There's a reason for it. 1 Corinthians 2:16 will say, "For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." This is our real heritage. This is what we are. We have the mind of Christ. Why? Because God is the only mind. And that's his reflection. Then we have that mind, which means that our thoughts should be purer. Philippians 2:5, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's a direct thing. It's a direct, I don't know whether to call it a command or a direct instruction or so. Let that mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. And in other words, he's saying that let that become what we are aware of as our mind. And therefore, we keep it as such. We keep it pure. For example, the time that I had my mountains to overcome, everything seemed so dark. And in the morning, you know, you wake up, you say your prayers and all that, but there seems to be a resistance. There's something that is not allowing you to really feel the truth that you're voicing or declaring. I would use the word declare because there's a little difference there. It has more conviction, more affirmation of what's true. So you're declaring the truth, but still you're uneasy. You don't feel, let me speak for myself, I'm declaring and still I don't feel it. I'm not really feeling that everything is okay. There is that doubt, there is a worry, and so on. And the more I practiced knowing, or the more I remained conscious of the fact that God is my mind, this Christ mind is mine, and we realize that practically by just letting go of the negatives, whether it's in the past or present negatives that appear, and more also in the future foreboding thoughts that come. None of this is a part of the mind of Christ, of course. So it's constantly, persistently striving to stay in the truth, the purity of thought, the innocence of it, relying on God and His goodness only as our source. And the more I did that, the more I felt that, you know, some mornings, and I'll go to Georgia again to see, I'm sure it's happened. The more I did that, sometimes I would wake up and a verse would just come like with the softest, most comforting way of saying a certain verse. Some of those that came very frequently were, I wake up and it would just say, fear not. Just like that, fear not. And you wonder, well, where is this coming from? You know, that is keeping that mind of Christ as your mind and what that can do. When it started to do this, I used to go, wow. It's so soothing. It's like a balm on that angry wound that just comes to take it away. It's like somebody just swept something away like that. Something negative, of course. Just swept it away. And in the place of it was that the peace that nothing can explain. But of course, we know where that comes from. And this is the reason why our consciousness, if we go forward with a consciousness that is pure, I'm not saying any one of us have ascended, no, we're still working with this. But each day, if we gain more conviction about our trust in God, in what it really is, what makes us, because that's Him we are reflecting. We are not here by ourselves running around here, you know, doing whatever we want to. There's much, much more good that awaits us all. So I share this so that I'm sure everybody, some of you have had your own challenges, some of you are probably afraid that there's some coming or anything like that. Let's get to know who we are. I think that is the basis of it. Once we are working from that purer base of God's goodness, our own perfection, that doesn't mean that we've realized it yet fully, but it's something to be aware of. In spirit, we start from perfection because God never created anything bad. As in Genesis we saw, And it says that in everything was good. Everything that he created was good. So why all this other thing? That's why we have the resilience, the bouncing back. Because the surface that bounces us back is ever present. And if we can just be conscious of that all the time, then we have the comforter. We have the comforter to go everywhere with. We have the comforter to comfort us no matter what's going on. I don't remember which psalm, but it said that even if we go in the bottom of the sea, thou art there. If anybody remembers it, they can share. But let's go to Roger again and see if you can share an experience, maybe. Let's go to 404849. If you can share anything that reminds you of how you came back, how you bounced back. Go ahead. You go ahead first. 404-951-1096, and then we'll go to the other party.
Yes, mm-hmm. I remember when I first came to Georgia. That's 1984. I was just totally overwhelmed, totally overwhelmed. I came and I had work, I had employment, but I was so overwhelmed, like, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do the other? I don't have any transportation. How do I mean, I got to work through the train system, et cetera, et cetera. But how do I get, like, for example, an iron board? I don't have a car. You know, just simple things like this.
Yes. Simple but necessary.
Simple but necessary. But those things, they came eventually one by one. Why? One night I was fast asleep and just consumed with worry. And I heard a voice as distinctly as you can hear another voice whilst I was sleeping. It said to me, I will be with you always. And slowly but surely, everything fell into place. And later on, when there were some other challenges, way, way later, I remember the verse in Isaiah 43:2, which says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle on you. I remember those verses, and you receive what you need to receive for that time and plod on. That's it.
That's right. Exactly it. Now, let's see if our other party has anything else to say, and then we will conclude. Our time is almost up.
Yes, I would say, like the two of you have already mentioned, I've had several major, major challenges that had me feeling alone and just helpless, like I didn't know where to go or what to do. And in those moments, there was always something that reconnected me to God or reminded me that God is with me to help me get over those experiences. But what I find so helpful about those big challenges that I've had is that now these things help me daily. For example, if I have an assignment to do or if I have some task to complete each and every day, and I'm either afraid to start or I don't know how to start or I feel overwhelmed before I even begin, I have to pause for a moment and remind myself that God is with me. And something that's been so helpful for me since I was a child is just I can do all things through Christ who strengthens mm-hmm. me. And I used to say that as a child before I really knew what it meant, but now it means so much more to me because I'm understanding that it's not me who has to do the work. I'm not the one who has to come up with ideas and figure out ways to get things done. I just need to know that God is working through me, that every opportunity I have, he's given me, and so he will show me exactly what I need to do, you know, to get things done. And I also try to approach every situation as an opportunity to bless through whatever I'm doing, and that's been so helpful as well. So just really always reminding myself, God is with me, God is mine, God is my mind. All of these ideas that I need are coming from him. It reminds me that I don't need to know all the answers ahead of time. I may not have any clue how I'm going to get something done, but that's something that I either need to start with or remind myself of through any process, you know, in order to complete tasks. And it's been so helpful for me.
Yep, it's very true. But what both of you have said is excellent, and I know that it can but help someone, because, you know, the more I see it, the more the calls come, whether from wherever they come from, it's all the same. The world faces, we each face the same kind of problems. I have to laugh when I get calls now talking about, oh, and my car broke down, or, you know, and it's deep. These are things I've lived through, and everyone, it's as if these are I don't think God sends them, but they come for us to use the truth we know to overcome them, to go back to what we know is true about us: perfection, purity, goodness, abundance. That's our reality. And, you know, when these things come and we know the truth and can use them to overcome them, we go back to our bouncing ball of greatness, of goodness, of spiritual truth and conviction, which will always, always bounces us back, you know, for us to go on and trust more. And, you know, I think with that thought in mind, it's a great way to face every day with more joy, perhaps more love for one another. You know, you become more sensitive to other people, maybe what they're going through. Maybe your car has broken down before and you've been able to overcome with calmness. Why? Because of the source you knew. And there was you mentioned the going through the waters or going through the fires, there will be no fire. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the conviction we're trying to get to. These examples, which lifts us higher than this level of faith that we have, we can go higher than that. So I hope that with what we shared today, it reinforces what we know and help us through the week. And I know that those who come, many people, last week we had 16 people come and listen. So I hope you don't take this for granted. I'm so grateful for sharing your experiences, and let's go forward blessing other people. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week. You can look on the website. You'll see our next topic. So let's share again next week on our show. Bye for now.
Bye.